This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. For the world's financial markets in this new year, the dollar remains weak against the euro. The dollar's value is set by global currency traders, but other people's opinions matter too, all kinds of people. Slate financial columnist Daniel Gross now on how the dollar is in trouble even with lowlifes.
There are signs out there that the United States is losing some of the most devoted fans of the greenback. Drug dealers, Russian oligarchs, and black market traffickers of all kinds. People the world over, central bankers, corporate leaders, and individuals, like to hold the dollar. It's stable, liquid, easily convertible, and never goes out of style. The dollar is popular in the official global economy, but it has also been extremely popular in the world's vast cash economy. For American tourists, Chinese smugglers, Ukrainian arms dealers, and African dictators, the dollar has long been the currency of choice. Citing Federal Reserve estimates, James Grant of Grant's Interest Rate Observer writes that between 55% and 70% of the $703 billion of U.S. currency outstanding circulates outside the 50 states. That's right. Well over half our cash is overseas. And the United States benefits greatly from this fact. Many of the $100 bills circulating throughout the globe are essentially loans that we never have to pay back. Americans use them to buy goods, services, or other currencies. But many of those bills never return to our shores to be redeemed for anything we make. Instead, they stay under mattresses in Bogota, circulate in Iraq, and are stashed in bank accounts around the world. But among a subset of global cash connoisseurs, the dollar is losing ground to the euro. And it has nothing to do with U.S. foreign policy. First, the growth of the European Union means the eurozone has effectively been expanding. Since 2002, the growth rate of euros in circulation has far outpaced that of dollars. The euro's recent strength against the dollar only makes it more attractive. But here's another big reason for the euro's popularity among the nefarious. Euros are now easier to carry, store, and hide than dollars. Generally, the largest denomination of U.S. currency readily available is the $100 bill. But in the past 2 years, the European Central Bank has started to print 200 euro and 500 euro bills. These larger bills allow for the concentration of wealth in smaller, readily accessible packages. At today's rates, a 500 euro note is worth about $674. So if you wanted to, say, hide cash by swallowing it temporarily, euros would be the obvious and more comfortable way to go. For most products, losing international drug cartels and corrupt third world dictators as customers would seem to be a plus. But these guys represent part of our long-standing and faithful base. If you think pundits are fretting about the slumping dollar now, just imagine what might happen if we start to lose the arms dealers.
Opinion from Daniel Gross. He writes the Money Box column for our partners at Slate Magazine.